Welcome everybody to a new wonderful podcast interview on the One and Woman podcast. I'm so delighted and excited to have a beautiful guest here today. Her name is Alicia Sunstar, and she is a Safenic medicine woman, divine feminine transformation guide, and plant medicine oracle devoted to empowering rising oracles, priestesses, medicine women, and divine feminine leaders of the new earth. Alicia, thank you so much for being my podcast here today.
Oh, thank you so much, beautiful sister. I'm so honored to be here and really excited to share space with you today and see what medicine and codes want to flow through us. I just feel the expansion already through my heart. So thank you so much for holding the space and inviting me to be present with you today.
Oh, of course. I'm so delighted to have you here today. And I just feel so aligned to the path that you're devoted to, because I really see myself as a priestess, as an oracle, as a healer, and I'm really devoted to help the divine feminine rise as well. So I would love to know from you, where did the journey start for you really? Like, where would you like to take us on today?
Wow, I'm just really honoring this experience right now. It feels really beautiful. Yeah, so I could share a little bit about my journey, because I wasn't always in this role, right, and this identity. And I feel like a lot of women could really resonate with my journey, because so many of us oracles and priestesses, we weren't born into awakened families who are initiating us consciously, right? I mean, God, source, Gaia, the earth has been initiating us through our own experiences and awakening. So yeah, I think I could share a little bit about how I've come to the path and provide some insight there, because I feel like whenever women share our stories, we're sharing our wisdom. And that's a huge part of what I do and what I represent, is of sharing my wisdom and also inviting women to share theirs, because there's beautiful medicine weaving we can do when we're in that space together.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. I would love to hear your story.
So I've always been a very spiritually connected soul. I remember being in elementary school and looking around and being like, there's more to my life than this. Like, this doesn't feel right. And I always was really connected to God, but I was raised Catholic and I never resonated with that. And it was kind of jarring to me. So I always had my own relationship with God and with spirituality. And I was always very intuitive and extremely empathic, an old soul. I often would hold space for a lot of my peers and adults around me from a young age. I was just deeply connected. And so, however, though, throughout my journey, because of my sensitive nature, I was often kind of in the space of having really weak boundaries and overgiving. So the classic codependent empath, and I attracted a lot of narcissists into my life and a lot of toxic relationships. As a child, I went through a really hard time with my parents' divorce, and then my whole life kind of got turned upside down. And so I was deeply initiated through those experiences. And I became an event planner when I was 19 and just kind of like climbed my way through the ranks of, you know, different experiences, and then corporate event planning and trade shows and marketing and traveling and like all of this sort of, you know, boss babe energy. And and then, right, so like, okay, I've always been in leadership, but then all of a sudden things just started shifting, and I left an abusive relationship in 2014. And it was my higher self calling to me as I was laying on the floor crying of like, is this going to be my life? My higher self spoke to me and was like, no, you have another choice. And I gained the courage to leave that relationship. And that really began my spiritual awakening journey. But I was still really immersed in like workaholic, codependency, you know, not giving space for myself. And then come 2018, I was reaching a point of burnout. And there was something so deeply calling to me. So I was overweight. I was addicted to caffeine and sugar and just like I was connecting spiritually, but I was looping and there was just something calling me deeper. So after months of getting this hit to like quit my job, I finally did it. And I just did it one day and I walked into my boss's office and I gave my 2 weeks and I didn't have another job. And it was one of the biggest timeline shifts I had ever had. And then that weekend, I spent 3 days camping, connecting really deeply with the earth and her medicines. I had a very deeply spiritual experience being immersed with Gaia, of course, right? As a medicine woman, it was like timeline shift, major activation. And then a week later, I met my divine union partner very unexpectedly.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a huge timeline shift. And then from there, within a few months, I was already planning to move to Charleston, South Carolina, which was my dream for many years. I felt my soul calling me there. And him and I ended up taking the spontaneous vacation on our third date there. And while we're sitting there, he's like, we should move here. And, you know, he had no idea I was planning on it. So we moved there a few months later. And then when I got there, I finally had the space to be with just me and my process. And within a few weeks, I was initiated into the next levels of awakening. For me, understanding my psychic gifts, becoming a medium, understanding I was a healer. And then within like a month or two of that, ayahuasca called me home. And I traveled to Peru and I sat with her. And that is when my shamanic initiation truly began. I came back and then the rest is sort of history of just all the gifts, all the initiations, my reclamation and coming back to God and to really connecting to Christ Sophia and understanding my role and rising in the Sophianic consciousness. And so, yeah, it's been a really deep journey for me, but that's just a little bit about my story of where I came from and where I am now. And it's just been such a journey of remembrance.
Yes. Oh, I love the last part that you said. It's a journey of remembrance. And it is really remembering who we truly are on a soul level, in remembering all these different parts of us that we have forgotten. But we had them, like, you know, when we reclaim them back from older lifetimes and we become more of ourselves again. But it's so beautiful to hear your story because I can really see myself in so many moments. And I feel really like, because I've been there, you know, I was in toxic relationships. I've been the codependent empath, and I just so relate to your story. It's like unbelievable. And you know, thank you so much for sharing this here so vulnerable on this podcast, because it really takes courage. And it's not, you know, it's not an easy journey really, because I feel like a lot of people just see us, you know, who we are right now in this very moment. But I really want to honor you, and I want to honor your soul as well for taking this journey, because it's definitely not easy. And yes, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
And where I would like to go today, like, oh my God, you just, you know, you mentioned so many things, and I'm really excited to start. So let's go to ayahuasca, because I feel like a lot of people are really drawn to this medicine. And myself, I haven't done it yet, although I've been called to do it at some point, but it was never really the right time. So I would love to hear your experience. What has shifted for you, and were there any expectations?
Oh my gosh, sister, thank you so much for honoring my journey. I really appreciate that acknowledgement. As a medicine woman, it's so important for me to be able to really be a living embodiment of my medicine. And that's why the story is so important, especially as healers walking the path of integrity. Our story is our medicine. So yeah, thank you for that. And yeah, ayahuasca, ariano shikia kuyana sukuyana. So a light language is a big part of my medicine. And as I'm coding through, so that's kind of what that is, and just dropping that in there, wanting to come through. But so yeah, well, first of all, I think it's important to say that there's a difference of being called to ayahuasca, of her calling to you, to your soul, and then just kind of trying it out because it's a cool thing to do. I think there's a lot of people out there, because ayahuasca has sort of become more well known now, that it's seen as a quick fix. And she is truly the ultimate medicine mother. Ayahuasca, having been called to ayahuasca when I didn't know what ayahuasca was, like when ayahuasca called me, I just, like, my whole body lit up, and it was the first time I had cellular, like, remembrance in my body. And I just knew, and I always was called to Peru, so I knew that there, like, this was the opportunity. And so I feel like it's really important to be able to distinguish when you're being called, and if you are being called, to really beginning to form an authentic relationship with her in a conscious way. Because a lot of times when people are working with plant medicine, whether that's ayahuasca, cannabis, mushrooms, cacao, you know, other medicines, they're just sort of like using them and not actually like intending to connect with the consciousness of the plant and the frequency of the plant. And when you do that, when you're connecting and asking her to really work with you, understanding that she has a consciousness and is a living being, it just changes the entire experience, and it deepens your experience and ultimately your transformation. And so I started doing that, where I was in prayer with her before I went. And then while I was there, I had, honestly, it was really scary. I was really scared. I had never experienced anything like that. And I remember the first night, because I had no idea. And luckily, we sat with really amazing, safe, trusted facilitators who we still are connected to today. And so that's really important, to be able to sit with trusted, safe facilitators. But I was really scared. And the first night was not a good night for me at all. And I was really terrified to go back. But I just knew that my soul called me there. And she was like, she was taking me through my initiation experience. And then after that, I was able to actually receive her the next night when I surrendered. And I was able to actually like stop resisting. So there's a big resistance to often that we have to work through when we go and sit with a medicine like ayahuasca.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love this perspective so much, because I believe there's so many people out there, like you mentioned, they just think it's a really cool thing, and they never really connected really to the spirit of ayahuasca. And then I feel like they just go ahead with it, but it's not really really truly aligned for them, and then it kind of backlashes a little bit. So I just love that it is really, this connection is so important, and I believe it's with everything we do. And it's the same with cacao as well. It's a plant medicine too, right? So yeah, I absolutely love this. So what kind of, you know, did you get visions during this experience, and how did your life transform from this point forward?
Yeah, beautiful sister. So I received access to who I was, who I am on a soul level in the experience. So she showed me Alasia. So Alasia is my shamanic soul name. It's not my birth name. It was given to me through part of my shamanic initiation from God. And so she showed me Alasia, the medicine woman, in these visions. And she showed me that I'm a plant medicine oracle, and I'm doing all this work. And at the time, you know, this was like over 4 years ago, I was like just starting my path. I had, you know, so it was very drastically different, but she showed me enough in a way that I could understand that concept. And she connected me to that timeline. So I think it's important to understand, like, when we go into medicine spaces and any, especially in any kind of psychedelic setting, the medicine will show you in a way that you can understand, but it doesn't always mean it's literally that, but in a way that, like, your consciousness and where you're at in your journey can understand, like, okay, like that version of me was like, wow, I'm a medicine woman. Wow. And I had a really hard time sort of like integrating that. And it's taken years and devotion to be able to get to this place. So it really connected me to who I was, who I am on a soul level, that set me on that path of exploring that. And so that's really how it transformed my life and guided me in that direction, which changed my entire life and has made it so magical and profound.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This sounds so amazing. Oh my gosh. So what would you say to women who would love to, you know, they are in the same position as you were back then, and they really relate to being an empath and being codependent, and maybe they're in a toxic relationship and they have really weak boundaries, and they're listening to this episode right now. What advice could you give them? How could they really get out of the situation and transform their life as well in maybe a really small way, which doesn't, you know, sometimes we want to take these really huge leaps and we want to transform our life totally. But of course, that can lead to kind of a burnout as well, because your nervous system is just a bit too much to handle. So what can you recommend women?
Yeah, that's a really beautiful question. I feel like the first really important thing to share about that, if they're in a toxic situation and they're feeling disempowered, is to come into their heart and claim the path of their feminine reclamation. Because when you state out loud to God, Source, the universe, like, I'm claiming the path of my feminine reclamation, please set me upon the path, it is done, and you will begin to have the experiences to guide you on that. So trusting in your power that you can claim that for yourself in this moment, no matter where you are, and things will begin to align in your reality. And the second part of that is it's so important to develop that authentic connection with God's Source so you can receive what you need to do, what actions you need to take, directly from Source, to stream from that Source consciousness down into you to activate what you need to see within yourself of how you can navigate those different choice points, which will shift your identity. So understanding, like, okay, this is what this disempowered version of me would do. How can I have an identity shift? What would my higher self do? What would I do if I was in my power? And I know sometimes it's hard to access that, but even just getting curious of, like, I know this isn't me, and choosing something different, because then that'll shift you into a higher timeline and it'll set you free from that previous pattern through that subtle shift of embodiment. And that can be really powerful when you're in times like that.
Yes, I love this. It's just, it really, really helps to step out of your little bubble and, let's say, your comfort zone, because you sometimes just live in your own world and your own reality, right? And you kind of loop and you go around in circles and you think, like, oh, this, like, nothing is really working in my life. But yeah, just this small little thing is really, really powerful. What you said, just claiming, like, I really desire a new life and really trying to look outside the box. And yeah, that is totally, like, I absolutely love this. And having also this connection to Source and start to connect to Source. And I know from my own life that, you know, connection to Source, like, we were all born with this. Like, it's really natural to us actually to have this connection. But I remember along you know, like when I was growing up, a church, like I kind of feel like it has that there were so many distortions around us. And we believe that, you know, God is someone who punishes us if we do something wrong. And how can you really heal from that distortion in your own perspective and reclaim this, your own unique connection to Source and God without being like, oh my God, there's something higher than me and it's much more powerful. And yes, what is your perspective on this?
That is so beautiful. Yeah, I can really relate to that. And I connect with a lot of women who are also going through this. So what I have done that has really brought me home into healing those distortions is coming home to the true Holy Mother and the Holy Father. So my perspective of God is that God is this great all being, right? Great spirit. And it emanates through a masculine consciousness known as Christ and a feminine consciousness known as Sophia. And so I have really been spending time repairing my relationship with the Father principle and the Mother principle and healing my relationship with the Father principle of like provision and protection and feeling protected and cared for and tended to in a really sacred way. And then with the Mother of feeling nurtured and healing abandonment wounds around that and really connecting to that feminine essence and that flow, right? And so that is how I began. Like I started developing a relationship with the Holy Mother, Sophia. That's really where things started shifting for me. And I began to know her and really understand what the feminine aspect of God is. And then also healing through the masculine and understanding that Christ, that cosmic Christ energy of that Father principle of the true Holy Father, not the abusive father who punishes you, but the true Holy Father who cares for you. And so through my experiences of going into meditation, for instance, connecting with the principles of the Father and the Mother, that's really helped heal my relationship with God and to know that God has not abandoned me and that I'm having these experiences for, right, the evolution of my soul and through my healing with God that will heal all the aspects of my life and my own soul and like light body through that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I can so relate to this to really have your own experience with God and how God feels like and the different aspects of God, like like I always see that, you know, like Source consciousness is like he's like the holy man in heaven, and he is that masculine provider. But then there's also the Earth Mother Gaia, which is very much the divine feminine part. So there's always these two aspects to life, and I just love that there's, you know, this balance as well, and it's not just one thing in a way. And I absolutely resonate with Sophia and the Sophia Christ consciousness so much. And it's really interesting because my middle name is Sophia. And the funny thing is, like, I never really claimed my middle name. Like, for some reason, like, I always was called Renata. It's a German name. And I always liked my middle name more than my first name. So that was really interesting. But a year ago, I had a really deep healing that I received from a really powerful healer. And she was saying to me, look into your own eyes. You are Sophia. You know, it is like she is part of you and she wants to be in your life. And I'm like, what? Oh my God. So that was like another awakening moment for myself where I really reclaimed the Sophia codes and the Sophia Christ within me. And I'm like, oh my God, that totally, well, it changed a lot for me as well. And for those women out there who are not really connected to Sophia or the Sophia Dragon Tribe yet, how did you start to really connect with her? How did you come across her?
Wow, I love that story that you shared, and it's so important because Sophia, she is us. She emanates through us. So that beautiful gift, like I am, like Sophia is coming through me. It's like, yes, like we're holding her medicine, we're holding her wisdom, and when we connect with her, we're able to unlock deeper pieces of our wisdom that are in that right relationship with Sophia. So thank you for sharing that. It's just so beautiful. And yeah, for me, I started coming home to her through my womb healing. And I began to connect more deeply to my feminine through my womb healing processes that I began. And when I did that, then I began to connect more with just like exploring who Sophia is and like going into my heart. And she really helped me come into my creational power. And as I was healing my womb, that's when she began to really connect with me. And I started receiving the downloads for my mission, which I had prayed about for years and years and years. And it just wasn't time yet. And so I became initiated into the Sophionic consciousness. And when I did that, everything shifted for me. And I was guided to surrender more deeply to who I was and things I was resisting. And when I did that, she gifted me the codex of my mission, which is Sanctuary of Sophia, which is my New Earth sisterhood and my shamanic medicine container that holds all of my offerings and the sisterhood. And it's this garden that is Sophia's garden because she is the earth, just like you said. So, yeah. And a big part of my mission is actually to help women come home to Sophia because it's not as widespread of like who Sophia is, but she wants all women to know her in their own way. And so that's a big part of Sanctuary of Sophia is holding space for that. And allowing every woman to see Sophia in her.
Oh, beautiful. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love that so much. So if a woman comes into your space and she enters the sanctuary of Sophia, what are ways that you help them to reconnect to this beautiful consciousness?
So there's such beautiful frequency in medicine. And so when we work together, if the sister is just waking up to the Sophionic consciousness, I really help hold her and building that relationship and healing any wounds with the mother, because a lot of women hold the mother wound, the sisterhood wound, right? Of not trusting women, things like that. So I work through like when my clients are like sisters to me, right? We're sisters. So it's like sisterhood healing and mother healing throughout all of my offerings. And it's really about helping them build that authentic connection. And then I lead them through transformative journeys, whether those are shamanic journeys with or without plants. A lot of divine feminine Sophionic medicine experiences of just transmissions and activations, and also ancient Sophionic oracle arts that are really, really connected to the Sophionic consciousness that are resurrecting at this time, and taking them through processes of embodying that. Because if we're not moving through, if we're getting activated, we're integrating, but we're not embodying that, like our identity. Our consciousness is not going to be able to really embody more of that, right? Yeah. So it's like kind of taking them through that journey, through whichever track they're feeling most called to, whether it's womb healing or shamanic immersions or divine feminine transformation. But it all comes back to the connection with Sophia, because when we heal that, everything opens up for us. And it's really a beautiful journey of discovery that there are still millions of women who haven't connected to that. And that's the Sophionic movement that I'm leading, because it's just part of the new earth and Gaia rising, right? So I think for a lot of us oracles and priestesses like yourself, like we're here holding that. And I really want to thank you for holding the space for this conversation, because a lot of women are like, I feel connected to Sophia, but I don't know if I, and it's like, yes, welcome, sister. Like, welcome to discovering and remembering. It's here for you, you know? So,
yes, absolutely. Because, you know, when I embarked on this journey and I heard about Goddess Sophia or the Sophia Christ Consciousness and all the other Divine Feminine Ascended Masters, I was like, my mind was trying to make sense of it all. It was like, this is really weird, you know? It's just like we can put it in a box and we can judge it and we're like, this, what, where? It's like, and there's like some sort of resistance to it as well. But deep down, I believe when you really listen with your heart and soul here, and just with an open mind, you can rediscover that you are really connected. And you're so connected to Sophia and to the whole, you know, you are a fractal of source. And you are part of everything. And it's just so important that we have places, we have an environment where we can plug into and we can remember again. Because let's be honest, when we sometimes out and about in the normal daily life and we're not in this environment the whole time, we can forget. And we are like, we can be really disconnected and we're trying to search for things outside of us. And the most important thing is really that we come back to ourselves, our true soul essence, and remember who we truly are on a soul level. So, and you can totally like, through Sophia, oh my God, it's what a wonderful journey. And I'm so happy for all the women who enter your spaces, because I believe you're a really, really beautiful heart-centered leader, and we do really need more leaders like you who are really ready, you know, to step on this path and to lead. So because I also see so many women out there, they're slowly activating their gifts, yet they're not really stepping up and leading. They're not really taking, let's say, the chapter into the hand, and they're not really leading their people and their tribe. Is there anything, and maybe you can also relate that in your own journey at some point, what is one thing that could help with that?
So beautiful. Some codes are coming in so deeply. Thank you so much, sister. I feel the fire right now of the dragon mothers here with us with this question. And I think you raise a really important point. If you feel in your heart that you are called to leadership, divine feminine leadership, I think it's really important to get support for your process, because divine feminine leadership is the most beautiful, profound, and challenging work. To have the difficult conversations, to show up fully in your embodiment, to share your medicine, and to really hold the torch and being that lighthouse in your own way, and to say, this is what I stand for. And what I have recognized, it is so important that if you're being called to leadership, is to seek out a trusted mentor and a guide to support you, because I could not do it. I could not have risen in my leadership consciousness in this way if I didn't have support. And I received a lot of support over the years. And it's about reflection, right? It's about women who are on the path and they have been where you are and they see you and they can reflect to you like, yeah, like keep going. This is what I see. And they believe in you too. Because as women who are divine feminine leaders, there's a lot that comes at us that says, just give up, don't do it, because what we're doing is really important. And there's a lot of energy out there that doesn't want the rise of Gaia Sophia to happen. So there's a lot that comes in when we say yes to being a leader. And if we don't have that support and that space being held for us, it makes it a lot more challenging. So yeah, that's the number one. That's what's dropped in right now. And I can attest to you of like how important it is. And even this conversation is just like illuminating that so much.
Yes. But I can so resonate with this, that we do really need other women. We need like role models in our lives. We need women who are, you know, they're taking our hand. And also ultimately when we come into spaces of sisterhood, we are also healing the sisterhood wound. We're healing the motherhood wound. We're really rising all together. And I feel like this beautiful divine feminine movement, it is, you know, it's better together. It's like this togetherness. It's like, no, we don't have to do it alone anymore. We're not in this masculine world out there anymore. Or we, you know, we need to work hard. We need to make meets end or something like that. I think that's like a saying, something like that. I think so. I'm not really sure. But anyway, and you know, it is really about reclaiming your truth, but also it is by walking the path together with sisters. And I absolutely love this, because I wouldn't be where I am right now without my mentors, my coaches, without all the beautiful, you know, containers, programs who are out there, because we really want to help each other rise. We want to see women rise. And yes, there are a lot of distortions out there where women are still against each other and we're jealous of each other. But ultimately, on our deep, deep, deep core, we really, you know, we are like tribal, and we want to be together. We want to, you know, connect, and we, you know, it's just like these beautiful women circles, and we just have forgotten this beautiful, you know, ancient art of ritual and ceremony and coming together. So, yes.
Yes, it's so true. It's so important. And a big part of that divine feminine reclamation is sisterhood. It is gathering and ceremony and ritual and circle. You know, I so value my sisters, because without them, like, first of all, the journey isn't as much fun. And that divine reflection, that honest reflection, is so important. And it is returning back to that tribal ancient way of being, which is what we're doing here. Like, that's why so many of us are called to it, because on a soul level, we miss that and we need that. And we know how powerful it is. So yes to all of that. Yes.
Yes. So, Alesia, for those women who really would like to connect further with you, how can they connect with you? Are there any programs, containers that you're currently running?
Yeah, so sisters can find me. I'm on Instagram at Sanctuary of Sophia, all one word. And then on Facebook, you can find me under Alesia Sunstar. So Elija Sunstar, one word. So you can add me. I have a free Facebook group that I do a lot of really beautiful free offerings in there. I hold a monthly free sisterhood circle for that community to come in and for us to all connect and share space. So it's a beautiful way. And then, yeah, I have different private one-to-one containers that I offer for women who want to go deeper into the Sophionic mysteries. And so some of those are bespoke, and other ones, like I have womb healing one-to-one containers, shamanic immersions. And then right now, actually, something, I'm not sure when this will air, so it might be done by then, but I'm getting ready to embark on a sacred soul pilgrimage to the Badlands, which is the home of white buffalo calf woman, who's a Sophionic rail queen. She holds the rose lineage. She holds the true shamanic lines of Sophia. And so I'm a leader of the White Buffalo Calf Woman lineage. So she's been calling me home to the Badlands for years, and now is the time. So my partner and I are traveling in our RV. We're going to be traveling to South Dakota and receiving and being there on the grids doing grid work. And then I'm going to be holding a 3-day live immersion from the Badlands for sisters who want to experience the medicine. And then I'm also going to be offering a smaller private group container, a White Buffalo Calf Woman shamanic initiation, which is going to be really, really amazing. So yeah, this is just new medicine coming in, and part of the experience of my initiation as a medicine woman and as a teacher and as a leader is to initiate women alongside me through that sacred art of Sophia. So it's really exciting that it's all coming together. So yeah, I'm excited to share that with all the sisters who are called. Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing. I just got goosebumps when you were talking about the pilgrimage that you just that you will embark on. And I can already feel the power of that and the potency. And it's, oh my God, I'm so excited to hear more about that, because I'm so connected to the Rose lineage as well. So yeah, I'm really excited to hear more about that. And I will drop all your offers also in the show notes, so we all have it in one place, and people can check you out. So beautiful Alesia, we are slowly coming to an end, and I would love to ask you a few more questions before we end this conversation here together. So I always ask my interview guests, do you have a book that you recommend women out there that can maybe connect deeper on the topics that we've spoken about? I mean, there were so many topics that we have spoken about, but is there anything that is maybe coming to your mind that you would love to recommend to anyone?
Ooh, a book. Wow. Oh my gosh. You know, it's really interesting. I haven't read any books around any of this. It's all been through my own gnosis. So I feel like the one that's coming in right now to just talk about like the epicness of embarking upon an ascension shamanic journey is this book called The Celestine Prophecy. I don't know if you've read it. It's just,
yeah, I have, or I have seen the movie at least. I remember.
I read that at the beginning of my journey, and it was like just really introducing me to like what is possible. And so that's what's coming through right now. I haven't really read any recent books around that, but yeah, that's what's dropping in right now, because it's a really fun, it's just like an expansive, fun read. So yeah, that's what's coming in for that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes. And I do remember that one quite clearly too, because it's really good, like how it describes everything in the energies and your energy exchange with people. And yeah, that's really, really good. And also, imagine I would give you a microphone right now, and this microphone is connected to every radio station, to every TV show on this planet, and you have 1 minute time to tell something the world, women out there. What would you say?
Wow, that is such a powerful question. Wow, I'm just tuning into that. I feel what I would say is that it is possible and available for every woman to claim and walk the path of her destiny, fulfilling her deepest soul desires and gifts, reclaiming her feminine womb sovereignty and divine feminine reclamation through God, through Christ Sophia, and to offer her gifts in a beautiful way that impact humanity and the world in a really beautiful, aligned, and organic way. And that her soul song is important to be sung in her own unique way. And all of this, all of her wealth, her divine inheritance, it's all available to her as she sets herself upon the path, devoting herself to her reclamation and to God and surrendering to that divine will, which is her highest timeline of abundance and spaciousness and joy and excitement and love. And it's all available to her as she opens up her heart and receives.
Oh my God. I have no words. That was just amazing what channeled through you right now. I'm like, wow, this is just epic. Ooh, oh my God, the crowd goes wild.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, sister. That was such a powerful question. I love that you asked that. That was really deep. I feel just so blessed to connect with you and share space. I feel so activated through our conversation.
Yeah, I'm the same. Oh my God, I just love to have you on my podcast. It's just such a beautiful divine flow. And it's so powerful what we're talking about. So thank you so much for being part of this, beautiful sister. And thank you for all the work that you're doing and for all the great work that you're doing and for like all the projects that you will do in future and that you will help humanity rise. So I'm so honored to have you on my podcast. And yeah, and also let us know, how can we connect with you? I think you already mentioned Instagram.
Yeah, thank you so much, sister. My goodness, this has been so magical. So my website is sanctuaryofsophia.com. So it tells about my story and the sisterhood values and all of the details, all the good stuff. The website itself is like a shamanic experience when you go on it. It's really beautiful. And yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Alaysia Sunstar and on Instagram at Sanctuary of Sophia. So definitely look me up if you're resonating and love to connect with any sisters. And like I said, my private group on Facebook is called Sacred Shamanic Medicine Circle. And I hold free circles every month in there. And there's a lot of really beautiful women who are being called. So yeah, if you're feeling resonance, I'd love to just invite you to connect so we can share space and activate and weave medicine just like we did together on this call.
Yes, woohoo. All right, I will put everything in the show notes. And yes, dear Alaysia, wish you a wonderful evening. And yeah, so much love to you. Mwah, mwah.